Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Y'all tell the people them, no?
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us tonight. Our lines will be open, so you can call 619-639-4733 with your comments, questions, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 619-639-4733. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or GITM, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, home or house church usually have 20 people or less. Small churches are up to 100 adults, and parachurch ministries could be Bible studies, prayer groups, men or women's ministries that are not churches in and of themselves, but walk alongside the church. We're featuring one home, small, or parachurch ministry each month by interviewing them. We hope that as you hear them tell their personal testimonies, share their history, their current activities, their future vision, and preach the word of God, the Lord will confirm what He has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Yes. Y'all tell the people that, no?
Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to His name. Welcome again to God in the Midst, the Thursday night edition. And yes, this is your host, Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Let's open with a word of prayer. Lord, we thank You. We praise You, Lord God. We bless You. Hallelujah. We honor You so much, Lord God. And we thank You for Your word that says that if two or more are gathered together in Your name, there You are in the midst. We thank You so much for being in the midst, Lord God. And it's just, we're still in awe and amazed that You continue to show up every time we meet together. And we thank You for it, Lord God. We continue to dedicate this God in the Midst broadcast to You, Lord God. And we say, have Your way. Move by Your Spirit. Move to suit Yourself, Lord God, and we'll all be satisfied. We love You so very much, and we thank You, thank You, thank You. And now, Lord God, we lift up everyone who is on the line tonight, who will listen in the future. Lord, we just thank You for touching each and every person, Lord God, going into their households, Lord. Whatever is wrong, Lord God, we ask you to make it right. And whatever is right, we just thank you right now for just taking it, setting it apart, and dedicating it for your use and for your glory. And we bless your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, if you were with us all this month, you have had a wonderful, wonderful treat with our speaker, Apostle Barbara Martin. And if you were not, it's all right. You can catch up. Hallelujah. I got a note from a good friend of mine this week, and she said, Barbara, don't slow down. Keep going. I'll catch up with you. So you have an opportunity to even catch up tonight. You can go into our archives on all of these. I'll probably say this again, but you can go into our archives or on-demand podcast by just simply going to a search engine such as Google or Bing and put in Gitm Radio, G-I-T-M Radio. And then if you put in Apostle Barbara Martin, you'll be able to go straight to her particular archives. Otherwise, if you just put in Gitm Radio, you'll get to our Blog Talk Radio platform, and you can just have a ball because we have over 600 podcasts that are just awesome, and you can listen to them. So just to kind of catch you up, if you haven't been with us all this month, this is the fourth part of our four-part series tonight. So let's go back to part one, just a little review of in part one, we heard Apostle Martin's testimony. And I just want to pull out one little part of that to say she was stillborn. She was stillborn. So they just knew she was not alive. And her mother said a prayer. Got to go back to the podcast, the archives, and listen to that prayer that her mom prayed. Her mom prayed that prayer, and suddenly they heard Apostle Barbara Martin crying and knew that she was alive, that the breath of God was in her. Hallelujah. Amen. And then in part two, Apostle Martin told us about her awesome relationship with the Lord and how Jesus Saves Ministries retreat started 20 years ago in Blue Mountain, Pennsylvania, and how the Lord began to have her walk in signs, wonders, and miracles. So part three was last week, and we continue to talk about, or she continued to talk about, the Blue Mountain Retreat in detail. I mean, just to hear her talk about it, it was like, oh, I wish I could have been there, you know, just really wonderful. So so I'm going to spend a little time talking about that today, just going over what she talked about. And so she told us about the retreats that the Lord had her to do in Blue Mountain, Pennsylvania for 20 years. There were miracles, healing, signs, and wonders. And one year they did a prophetic play where Apostle Martin was carrying the cross around. And the Lord had her to bend a certain way. It was a prophetic play. And so had her to bend and go around. And the way he had her looking, it was like it was him looking through her at the people and just saying to them, I love you. And so, you know, that was an awesome thing. I can just even imagine how that was. And people were getting healed. One year, love came down, and the Lord said to make an arch with a curtain and to touch the hem of his garment. And the Lord told Apostle Martin to wear a long, flare white dress. They saw his power in action. And then a year or so before the 20th year of retreats, when 300 or 400 people were coming to these retreats on an annual basis, he told her to prepare for the last retreat. And that was something, you know, for her to do, but she was obedient. And then the surprise was the next year, the Blue Mountain Retreat area burnt down. So God knew. Amen. Amen. And later on, you know, it was built back up again. And then they did, they continued to do some retreats at the church. So we, just hearing about Blue Mountain, just kind of whet your appetite to see what happened there at Blue Mountain. So this is part four of our four-part series with Apostle Barbara Martin. And so we're going to have the opportunity of listening to one of the retreat sessions from Blue Mountain. You're going to hear an awesome move of God. And, I mean, and hopefully the sound will be such that you can hear people being delivered in the background. And it's entitled, Where the Spirit of the Lord Is, There Is Freedom. Now, just to set it up a little bit, because we're going to just dive right into it. Amen. When it's not, this is not, you know, stick your toe in and you get in. No, when this recording begins to play, we're going to be full blown, all out into the presence of God. So to give you a picture of it, Apostle Barbara Martin is dressed in a sackcloth dress that the Lord told her to put on for the occasion of deliverance and freedom. And the fire of the Holy Spirit is up on her. Amen. So you're not going to hear the traditional opening of, you know, I just want to praise God for everybody who's here. You're not going to hear that. You're just going to go right into the fire. So I want to encourage you to participate, to fully participate and expect the Lord to set you free tonight. Hallelujah. To set us all free tonight. Amen. And I want to say this because I've been listening to it over and over. So fully participate and then think about going back and listening to it again and again, amen, and just get blessed all over again. Now, just to let you know, unless something different happens, Apostle Martin is out of town. So she will not be on the air with us tonight. But at the end of her speaking tonight, we will open the lines. Amen. So if you have any comments, she'll probably listen to this broadcast later. So if you have any comments, any prayer requests, any prophecy requests, we can do that at the end. Her speaking is going to be about 55 minutes or so. So God bless, enjoy, and I'll be back on when she finishes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
This is just the beginning. It's so much more to come. And I'm not praising him because we're worthy. We're praising him because he's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. We are not praising him because we are holy. We are praising him because he's holy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. You don't understand. what the Spirit is doing. The Spirit of God that's in this place is fighting for your spirit because your spirit is in bondage. So he said, I'll pray for you. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. I'll do it. I'll do it until you get free. I'll do it. I'll do it until the chains come off. I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll do it till the bondage is loose. I'll do it. I'll do it. Hallelujah. He's worthy. 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 Hallelujah. 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 He's worthy. 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 Don't you feel the shawl coming off? He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Don't you feel your mind being free? He's worthy. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. He's worthy, he's worthy, he's worthy, he's worthy, he's worthy. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is liberty. You're free. You're free. Shake it off. 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 Shake off. Shake it 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 off. You're free. You're free. You're free. You're free. You're free. You're free. Shake it off. Shake it off. Shake it off. Shake it off. You are free. Shake it off. Shake it off. Shake it off. Shake it off. Some of us are saved, serving God, but we are bound because we don't understand what happened at redemption. We don't understand that the blood was shed that purified you and me. The blood was shed that set us free so we could walk out of those prison doors. There is no power holding you. You are holding you. Lord Jesus. I can't give you my message. Hold on. Hold on. I want you to just get a little glimpse. That when Jesus died, every power in the earth that Satan had over humankind was destroyed. The door was open. The door is open. We've been knocking on the door to be free for centuries and centuries and centuries and centuries. And Jesus stepped out of eternity into time and died and said, let me open the door. And the door is open. But we've been enslaved so long. We see the door, but we go, we can't go out. We see liberty and freedom. Our mind has the door locked. Our mind says, no, you don't see how bad I am. Close the door. I deserve to be in prison. You don't know what I do at night. Close the door. I deserve to be in prison. You don't know the imagination of my mind. Close the door. I deserve to be in prison. The blood can't cover that. The blood can't cover me. I'm too bad for the blood. So we close the door. And we see people free. We see people out of bondage. And we go, I tried all I could. And I can't stop drugs. I've tried all I could. And I can't stop adultery. I just can't stop fornication. I just can't stop. I've tried all I could. But I can't stop being a homosexual. I can't stop. I've tried all I could, but I can't help it. I got to be an alcoholic. I've tried. I've got to be a womanizer. I've tried. I've got to be a prostitute. My body wants to be a prostitute. My mind wants to be a prostitute. I've tried all that I could, but I deserve to be in prison. Close the door on me. Jesus is for you. I'm gonna stay on death row. I'm gonna stay in the back. I'm gonna stay in the dark because I don't deserve to be free. You be free. God can set you free, but he can't set me free. I'm too bad for the blood. I'm too bad for the blood. You don't understand. I tried that Christianity, and it just doesn't work for me. You see, I went to the church, and I listened to the word, and they called me up and signed my name on the roll. But I didn't feel no different. And the same powers that control me when I walked in and signed my name is the same power that control me when I walked out of the door. See, I tried Christianity. But Jesus said, you never tried me. You tried religion. You tried being popular. You tried being known. You tried being famous. You tried the usher board. And you tried the deacon board. And you tried the choir. And you moved from one organization to another. Maybe, maybe this organization will help me. Maybe, maybe if I sit on the choir, it will deliver me. Maybe if I'm a trustee, it'll deliver me. But you never tried Jesus. You tried everything else, but you didn't try Jesus. board, choirs, deacon board, is only something that comes out of being Christ-like. Why? Why? Because at one time, the church was filled with the power of God. And no matter what board you got on, Jesus was on that board. But the church is not filled with the power of God anymore. We are filled with usher boards and deacon boards and auxiliaries. And we have put the power of God on the outside, looking in, knocking, trying to get in. And we've got a bunch of lip wrist, proud, rebellious, alcoholic, drug addict, prostitute, pimps in church. And somebody comes for Jesus, and all they run into is the pimp on the pulpit, the prostitute on the choir, and they run the ones who really want God in the street. I know y'all done figured out by now that y'all in a strange place. You're in a place where God reigns and God is going to have his way. And before you leave here, you're going to know him. Listen, aren't you tired of going to church and going home the same way that you went? Mm-hmm. Aren't you tired of no change? I'm going to tell you how to change it. Abide, 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 abide in the presence of God. Abide, abide, abide in the vine. Abide, 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 abide. Stop looking for a man to do it for you. Stop looking for man to sanctify you. Stop looking for man to deliver you. And abide in the presence of the Most High God. God will set you on fire. And you will set everything on fire around you. I know we're doing everything backwards. I know the praise dance was supposed to do first. We don't care. We don't care. The Bible says, whom you lend your members to, is the servant you are, is who your servant or your master is. You are the servant of that spirit. Who are you lending your members to? How did I get in bondage? Because most of us are Christians. Most of us know God. but we find ourselves in bondage. How did I get in bondage? Because I start lending my members to a spirit other than God. I'm going to give you one. You wake up one morning. Before you was a Christian serving God on fire with all of your heart, and you wake up one morning and you don't know you. You think things that you didn't want, you would never think. You say stuff that would never come from your lips. You do acts that you would die if anybody saw you do. What happened? You started lending your members to Satan. Whoever you lend your members to, that is whom you serve. And if we said, somebody said to you, you serve Satan, you said, you are a liar, I don't serve Satan. What was your hands doing last week? What was your mind doing last night? Where did your feet take you yesterday? Where did you make your abode? Where did you sit? This is how bondage comes. Because when we get saved, we are totally free. When we get filled with the Holy Spirit, He comes in and cleanses everything out of us. We are totally newborn babies. And the Lord said, now, whatever you do is up to you. And before you know it, you know, you are worshiping, you are praising, you are telling everybody about Jesus. And you get hooked up with a lukewarm Christian that just happens to sit on the same road as you and look at you with indignation when you worship God, and they sit with their hands folded. Bondage. Instead of putting up both hands now, you only put up one. And you sit there long enough, you'll put up a finger. And you sit there really long enough, you'll just go. Bondage. You sit by a gossiper long enough, you're going to gossip with them. Bondage. You hang around with an alcoholic long enough, you're going to have a bad day. And you're going to go one more hurt. Bondage. It's a spirit. It lurks. It waits. It has all the time because they know they're going to hell anyway. They ain't got nothing to do but wait on you. They wait for you to shout. They wait for you to praise. They wait for you. Speak in tongues. They wait for you to go home. They'll wait for weeks. They'll wait for months. And they are setting up snares for your life. They watch your pattern. They watch what makes you upset. They watch what people say and how you react. They watch your patterns of what you do. And then what does the spirit do? It sits the person that you've always dreamed about right in front of you. A long, clean Sally. Shape right, talk right, look right, stretch right. Sit right on your road. They don't get you outside because you don't fellowship outside. They get you right in the church. I've heard many of men turn away from God because of the women in the church. I know y'all want me to sit down and shut up. The theme is what the Spirit of the Lord is. There is liberty. There is freedom. God says, I want to set you free. I want to set you free. But once I set you free, I want you to stay free. I don't want to free you for you to taste that freedom and walk back into bondage and long for it for the rest of your life. Don't you know when a person has tasted freedom that when they are back in bondage, they are tormented because they know what freedom feels like? Because you are chasing that freedom forever until you go back to Jesus and say, God, I repent. Forgive me. I've sinned against you and against the Spirit of God that set me free. But I do about face and I turn. And if you will forgive me this time, I won't go that way again. See, somebody that has hit rock bottom, and when you looked up, you were still looking at the bottom. When you crawl your way out of that hole this time, you will never go back because that hole was so black, was so deep, was so wide that you thought that you were going to die in that hole. But Jesus says, let me keep you in that hole just for a little while. So when you get out this time, you won't never want to go back. You will never want to go back. What is the word that the Lord told me to tell you tonight? All of everything I just said. But how is he going to do it? How? It seems impossible from where we stand. For God to turn my life around. I've lost everything I thought was valuable. I've sold it to Satan. Some of us have stolen from everybody we could steal just to get one. To get one more crack bow. To get one more joint. Some of us have sold our body so we could get somebody to love us. Bondage. And some of us have sold our anointing so we can be popular in church. Because the anointing makes you peculiar. The anointing makes you in the small group, singular one. And if you do find some, the devil seems to bring division. So you still end up as one. So to have yourself into the popular group, I won't talk about Jesus as much as I do. What you want to talk about? Where you go last night, what you do? You don't want to hear about where I went, where I did, what I did, what you do. So we sell the presence of God in our life. But is this hopeless? No. No. If it was hopeless, God wouldn't have no children. Because we all have our own issues. But God said, I am sending my refiner's fire and my fuller's soap. You know what fuller's soap is? It's like that old Lye soap that my mom used to make out of pig skin and fat. And then they put lye in it. Am I right? Who's old enough to know? Am I right? Tis right? I'm not old enough to know. Somebody's just talking. I'm sorry, I lied. I'm old enough to know. That full of soap, that lye soap, would take those clothes and it would clean everything that you wish they could do today. And when you would be bad or lie or something, your mom would wash your mouth out with soap. Why did they think that they took it literal? You weren't supposed to really wash somebody's mouth out with soap, but that's what they did. Full of soap. And God says, I am going to be refiner's fire to you, and I am going to be a purifier. He says, I am going to turn the heat up on you this weekend, and I am going to blow on your draw. I'm going to blow on the stuff that gets on gold. You know, your gold and your silver to God, but we have been tarnished by the things of the world and the people that we hang around, so we have dross on us. And God says, your spirit is vexed, your soul is vexed. So what I'm going to do is I am going to turn the refiner's fire. What is refiner's fire? That means it's the hottest that you can get a furnace. And he is going to turn this up on us. And everything that's on the inside of us that isn't like him is going to come to the top. And when it comes to the top, he's going to take the fan of the threshing floor and blow on your dross and blow it out of your life. And he says, I'm going to purify your spirit. I'm going to strain it. Everything that's in your spirit that isn't like me, I'm going to put through a strainer, and I'm going to catch it. All the backbiting, all the hurt, all the pain, all the unforgiveness, everything that's in your life, I'm going to strain it. He says, and after I strain it, I'm going to wash you in my blood. I'm going to wash you in my blood. I'm going to wash you in my blood, and you're going to be as white as snow. And when you stand up in front of me, there will be no spot in you. God says, this is what I am going to do for you. How many of you want God to turn the heat up on you? Stand on your feet. When someone brings gold to the refiner's fire, it had to be taken and put in a bowl and put in the fire. But it has to be brought voluntarily. I just tell you right now, it's a setup. But I'm willing to be set up so I could be free. Are you willing to be set up so you could be free? Do you see yourself as a glimpse of who you were? Or have you lost yourself to the point where you can't remember who you were except for when you was a teenager? That's the last time you saw yourself happy? That's the last time you were happy with you? Yeah? Listen, the only way, this is refining, this is the fire. The only way to be set free is to come to the knowledge of the fact that you are in bondage. Or we know that we are in bondage, but to admit that we are in bondage and to walk out of the prison. Jesus says, I come to what? Set the captives free. Prison is in a dark hole. And Jesus has come to set us free. But when he died on the cross, he opened the door. But it's up to us to receive that what? Freedom. Honestly, can you be honest? How many of us said, I will never be free? You can raise your hand. I will never be free. It's not true. It's not true. It's not true. Jesus is here tonight to set you free. See, listen, get it, okay? I want you to get it. Because if you get it, you won't lose it when you go down the mountain. The door of your prison cell is open. You just need somebody to lead you out. You need somebody to lead you out. Why? Because we have prison mentality. I will always be this way. Go get Jamie. Pray for her. Listen. Listen. Get it. Get it. Men. that are hooked on alcohol and drugs and pornography. Listen, be free today. Walk out of the prison cell. Women that are hooked on drugs and alcohol and men and every other thing, be free today. Jesus came to set us free. He came and opened the prison door, but you need somebody to let you know that it's opening it for you.
Do you want to be free? Do you want to be free? You want to be free? Come with me. I'll show you the way out. Is your pride your bondage? Is your religious status your bondage because you came with your friends? Jesus says, I'm here to set you free. I'm here to set you free. You want to be free? Come out. Come out. You want to be free? Come. You can go and pray for somebody and they get delivered, but if they're not delivered in their mind and they don't understand how they're delivered and how to stay delivered, they go right back out and they do the same thing again because they don't have the knowledge and they don't understand what God has done for them. So God told me to take your time and minister to them and to let them know what happened to them and how he set them free. And I am so happy. We are not ashamed to come to the house of God to be free. Because we could sit in church day after day and year after year and be in bondage because we are ashamed. But that is bondage because Satan uses your shame to keep you in bondage. But when you forget about anybody else and you say, look, I don't care about you and I don't care what you think about me, I'm going to be free. When you get delivered of people, you'll be free. James, one more. When you get delivered of people, you will be, because we allow people to keep us in bondage. Do you know if I really cared of what people thought about me, I would be home under my bed? If I cared about what people talked about me, I would be home under my bed. But because I know who I am in Christ, I really don't care what nobody says about me. Because I know what God has told me to do, and I'm going to do it until they put me under. And then it won't matter because I'll be in heaven. But I wanted to take the time. Now, these can't answer because they're out. But the one who the Lord led you out of the prison, do you understand how you're out and how to stay out? Let me see your hand. You understand how to stay out? This is just the first night. The first service. And if anybody know anything about the retreat, God builds from one service to the next. That's why it's so important for you to attend all services. It's important for you to be present for prayer. You get your bulletin, you read your bulletin. You know you got prayer at 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock prayer. The doors are gonna be open. We're gonna be here at 6 o'clock. We're gonna pray. We'll worship. We'll go to breakfast. We'll come back for service. Listen, this is a mini boot camp. This is a mini boot camp. The Lord will do all the work that we need to be done in these 3 days if we will allow him to do it. Don't worry about it. She's just getting free. She's just getting free. God has to clean the house before he can fill it. Stand on your feet. Bind the devil. Help her get delivered. Help her get delivered. Why? Because we go and we taste and touch and dibble and dabble in things that we shouldn't be doing. And then we need to be delivered. It ain't nothing that none of us ain't going through that just nobody don't know about. God is setting her free. Jesus. And for those who just came in, and don't know why I'm walking around with this sackcloth on. The Lord says, just as John the Baptist called the people to repentance, that I was to call the people to repentance and the refiner's fire and the purifier to set them free and to prepare them for the coming of the Lord. And that is what we are here to do. That is what we are here to do. We're here to bring the body of Christ to repentance, to prepare the body of Christ to make straight the way of the Lord. Amen? Amen. It is 10:30. I know all my praise dancers are dressed. Y'all sit down for a minute. Y'all sit down for a minute. Yes, yes. We are going on Thursday night is our memorial offering. The Lord told us every Friday night on the mountain to take a memorial offering. And I want you to write on a piece of paper. You don't have to write on the paper now.
Glory of the Lord.
Let it rise.
God, for coming in and setting the captives free, Lord God. We thank you for your people, God, that came so faithful.
Satan doesn't want us to know that we're free and that we have a right to be free and that we have the power to be free. He wants us to think that we are powerless to the bondages that we allow to trap us. But today we know that through the blood of Jesus, through the death of Jesus, that he opened up our prison gate and gave us the right to be free. All we have to do is accept that right and receive the gift and to walk out of prison. How many of you walked out of prison tonight? How many of you know that you are free tonight? How many of you know that you are not the same as you was when you came in here? Now, this is just the first night. This is just our first taste of what God is going to do for us. Do you want more? I want more too. I want more too. We're going to go home. It's 11 o'clock. I try to get y'all home before 11 o'clock normally, but, you know, God does what he want to do. I'm telling you, I feel such a different anointing on me this year that it's just hard for me to even contain myself. I mean, I just know that God is going to do something so wonderful. But it's up to us to receive it and keep it. Receive it and keep it. Receive it and keep it. Stand on your feet.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Let's praise the Lord for the word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Ooh, so much was said tonight. So much was said. But I have some tweets. This is what I call it. After I hear a good sermon, I come back with some one-liner tweets from it. So I'm going to go through my tweets. While I'm going through this, let me go back and say, for those of you who came on the line late, what you just heard was Apostle Barbara Martin, and we had the opportunity to hear one of the services that was done at the retreat in Blue Mountain. She told us that she had been doing the retreats for 20 years. So we got to really listen to a retreat, and boy, was the Spirit of the Lord moving in there. Hallelujah, the fire of the Lord. I don't know, hopefully you all could hear that there were several people getting dramatically delivered. Hallelujah. And I pray that some of you, some of us, went through some deliverance tonight. Also, to let you know that Apostle Barbara Martin is not with us tonight. She sent the recording, and she had ministry out of town this week. So that's where she is. But if you'd like to make any comments, she'll probably be listening to this in the future. So if you'd like to make any comments to the woman of God, you can do that. If you have any prayer requests, you'd like to hear a word from the Lord, press your number one key. Hallelujah. And some of you, you just may want to just marinate in the word. Hallelujah, and we understand that as well. I went back and forth trying to decide, Lord, should I just end it, not open up any lines, and let people just marinate on that word. So either way that you want to do it, if you'd like to say something, that's great. If not, that's fine too. Amen. Because that was the kind of word that you just need to sit in, selah, and marinate. Amen. So if you want to say anything, press your number one key, and by doing that, I can see that you want to say something. Amen. Amen. Back to my tweets here. She said the theme of the sermon was where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Another tweet is too bad for the blood. And so she said, I tried Christianity, now try Jesus. And the way that you can live this life is really to abide in the vine in the presence of the Most High God. Hallelujah. God will set you on fire. And whoever you're lending your members to is your lowercase G-O-D. And bondage is a spirit. And she was saying, along came Sally. Lord have mercy. And bondage can come right into the church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. From freedom, when people go from freedom to bondage, that's torment. And she talked about repent. Hallelujah. And when you crawl out of the black hole, you will never want to go back again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that God would put us in his refiner's fire. And she said, come voluntarily to the fire. Do you want to be free? Glory to God. Come voluntarily to the fire. That's what I've been taught by the Lord. Come voluntarily. Hallelujah. And shame keeps people in bondage. When you are delivered from people, you will be free. That's a good tweet right there. When you are delivered from people, you will be free. And she was saying that this is a call to repentance. And the whole idea with this, pair the body to make straight the way of the Lord. Hallelujah. Just an awesome word tonight from the woman of God. Hallelujah. And I just love the fact that, okay, the 20 years in Blue Mountain, Pennsylvania, that's gone. That was a season, a beautiful 20-year season. That's over. But hallelujah, we could still partake in it. And we just thank God for that. So praise the Lord. So like I said, if you want to say anything, you want prayer, you want a word from the Lord, press your number one key, and hallelujah, we'll go on. Glory to God. First, we're going to open a line for Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. Pastor Mom.
Hello, everybody. I enjoyed all of it tonight. Just listening back to the Lord been bringing you through. So it was good.
Amen.
And
amen.
For that. So,
well, I know one of your favorite songs these days is Break Every Chain.
Yeah,
so I know this is right.
Break everything, yes.
Yes, amen. All right. Thank you, Pastor Mom.
You're welcome. Thank you, too.
Amen. Love you.
I love you, too.
Amen. Amen. So right now we have one more person who has pressed their number one key, and that is my goddaughter, Sister Rachel from New Jersey. I'm going to open the line for her after she finishes. If no one else has their number one key pressed, we're going to make closing remarks and closing prayer, and we're out for the evening. Hallelujah. Before I open the line up for Minister Rachel, I want to just do a quick shout out to some people who are on the line, the numbers that I can recognize. Hallelujah. I see my friend Linda, who's a first-time caller. Thank you, Linda, for coming on the line, Sister Linda. I see Reverend Treva. God bless you. I hope you made it home good from your trip. We prayed for you. Hallelujah. Reverend Treva from California. I see Sister Yvonne. God bless you. Right here from St. Louis. Good to see you on the line this evening. And Sister Carrie, praise God for you. A shout out to you. Minister Elaine from North Carolina, a shout out to you. I see my brother, Pastor Herbert, on the line. God bless you. Good to see you on a Thursday night. We will see you again tomorrow night. Hallelujah. While I'm talking about him, tomorrow night we have the point of light tomorrow night at Friday on Get 'Em Radio. I don't know if things are going to change tomorrow. So just kind of look at our Facebook page if you can and see, because they were going to do things a little differently tomorrow. So I was going to make an announcement, but scratch that. Amen. And Pastor Herbert, you're free to press your number one key and tell us if you guys know what you're going to do tomorrow. Shout out to a person from the United Kingdom. I see that it's more than long distance, but God bless you for being on the line tonight from the UK. I see Sister Tremaya on the line. God bless you. Pastor Catherine, good to see you on the line tonight. And Sister Debbie. Those are all of the numbers that I recognize. But God bless to all of you, and you stayed on, you know, through the whole thing, and we praise God for you. Amen. So I see a few more of you have pressed your number one key. Praise God. So I'll start with Minister Rachel and open the line for her. Hi, Minister Rachel.
Hi. I listened on, but I did not hear all of it. But that which I heard, God took me to 2 Timothy chapter 2, and I began to read and everything. I found myself on my bed lifting my hands and tears coming out and stuff like that, because he began to just speak to me, and he had me to highlight some things. Where one of them was, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having the seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. And then he took me down to verse 20, where it says, but in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and earth, like in everything. And then it says, and some to honor and some to dishonor. I said, Lord, I want to be a vessel of the honor. And
come on.
I began to look at my life, and also he taking me down to verse 21 and told me to read. So I better hush and just read. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared, unto every good work. And it says, flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. And that is so true. Those who are walking with the Lord, and I love when I listen in, because it's an encouragement to me to continue on.
Yeah.
And I love hearing Pastor Mom. It's like it's the light of the Lord shining through her. And when she says something, it encourages me, and it encourages probably many that listen in and that will listen in the future. And so I thank God for his goodness and where he takes me. And I know people are watching me, and they're I need to govern myself accordingly no matter where I am. I mean, people don't they need to listen to what God is saying. He said, acknowledge him. His word said, acknowledge him in all thy ways. It doesn't matter what you're doing. But what matters is how you're doing it. Like, if you're going shopping
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that, no matter where you are, a clothing store, a utility store where you're going to get lights and things like that, you govern yourself accordingly, how you listen to the sales rep or how you speak to them.
Yes.
You know, because we are Christ's ambassadors here on earth, and he loves us, and we are to encourage
yes.
each other and by our, you know, our deeds and stuff. Even when I work with my children, if I'm out of order, I'll go in my room for a moment, get myself,
mm-hmm.
you know, the Lord will help me. He gives me strength to, you know, to get myself back correct. I got to go back in. I have to take care of that situation concerning my children and
yes.
do it in the right manner for his glory.
Yes.
And I thank him for that correction, that I'm able to humble myself when I'm wrong. Like if I falsely accuse one,
yeah.
I say, Lord, please give me the discernment to know when my children are telling the truth, so I do not falsely accuse or chastise the one that did not do the wrong.
Right.
But I want to make sure
right.
that I'm doing the right thing and make sure that that person will receive what they need to receive when they have done what they've done. And I'm to forgive and tell them why, and we are to forgive one another and to help each other so we can correct that error, that it won't be repeated. So that's also for
Amen.
Us. That's why God loves us, and he takes us to his word. And, yes, he chastises us, but we're not to despise it. We are to say, Lord, I receive it, and I repent of my wrong. That's why we need that pressing, when – you know, they always say the teacher is quiet during a test. When we are tested, it's for us, for things to be worked out of us so that there'll be new
yes.
wine, there'll be the beautiful stuff flowing from us, and that's him, that will be total yielded vessels to be meet for the
Hallelujah.
Master's use, because there's been so much tainted stuff going on in around the earth, and God is cleansing up every ministry. He's cleansing things.
Hallelujah.
He's purging things out because he wants his name to be magnified in the earth in these last days.
Yes.
It's not no more time for people winking at this and winking at that and using the pulpit for their own fleshly deeds. God is bringing us to our knees so that we will give him glory and we will be the vessels unto honor. And so, Lord, I say thank
Hallelujah.
You. Keep on helping us. And
Hallelujah.
I thank God for what he's doing in the midst of us as we listen in, and also as you do what he's called you to do. And I love you.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing. Hallelujah. I love you too. And all your children. Amen. All right. Thank you. Have a blessed night.
You too.
Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to open a line now for Ministry Lane. Oh, a few of you have pressed your number one key. Thank you so much. Okay, Ministry Lane, I'm opening your line. Welcome.
Amen. Good evening. Good evening. You know, that was such a blessing to just hear the message that Apostle brought. I remember that year. And it was powerful.
You were there?
When I was there.
Okay.
It was powerful then, and listening to it tonight was just as powerful. You know, I listened, and as you encouraged us to just enter into the message, into the presence of God, I began to ask God, I said, God, the secret places, the things that I don't even know about, cleanse me. Just break the bond that I don't even know, I'm not even aware of, and I just got blessed. So I just wanted to thank you and Apostle Martin, and you know it's God when time has passed and it's still just as powerful.
Mm-hmm.
It's the anointing. So I pray that others were as blessed as I was. So that was it. I just want to say good night. God bless.
Oh, good night. Amen. You sound much better. Thank God.
Hallelujah.
For
yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Prayer.
Amen. Hallelujah.
We serve a faithful God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Yes.
And he does set
yes.
us free.
Amen.
You know, what we got to do is cry
yes.
out to him. Amen. Hallelujah. And I like what, you know, she was saying about the abiding, you know. And it is so, it's so true. I remember, you know, asking God, God, why? Why are you falling back? And you know, he would say, well, you know, check your time that you spend with me. You know, and if we stay in his presence, stay up under the blood, you know, we are hidden from the things of the enemy. We're hidden from ourselves. Hallelujah. So, good night. Love you.
Good night. Thank you. Love you. Thank you so much for coming on.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Bye.
Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to hear from, I think this is Linda, Sister Linda.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, welcome.
My brother and I, we listen to the message, the beautiful message. I thought the message, well, we thought the message was very uplifting, and we were glad and were moved by it. Thank you. It really exciting to listen to all the information there. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. It was very interesting. Yes, it is.
Yes.
God bless all of you. I thought so. And
amen.
I want to listen to more. I'll be glad to. So thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Amen. You're welcome.
And God bless all of you.
God bless you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
I hear you, Arlington. Hi.
God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, too. All right. Y'all have a blessed night.
Thank you, Sadie.
Amen. 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 My wonderful neighbors. Hallelujah. And last but not least is Pastor, my brother, Pastor Herbert McCoy, the pastor of The Point in Dallas. Or, wait, it's not Dallas. It's, tell me the name of the city.
Amen. You close enough.
I'm close enough. Yeah. McKinney, Texas.
You close enough. Yeah, we're about 30 miles north of Dallas in McKinney, Texas.
McKinney.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And I said I'm gonna listen, and I've listened. I did have to do a couple of things while I've been on, because I'm cooking some turkey wings and turkey butts, so we can have them. But I listened and was not only intrigued, but I say I'm gonna just listen, because I know some people need to come on, and I know a lot of people got some stuff. I said I need to just listen, because see, if I start talking, I had a few words, you know, that and see, you done started me, and you done got me on here. Now
all
we
right.
Yeah, we are
right,
we do have a number for our Lent, for our Friday night Point of Light. We got a poster that we put out, but that poster, that number and everything will work for tomorrow night as well. It'll work, you know, but we posted for Lent, and I'm making another poster as well for Ash Wednesday, which is next Wednesday, for our prayer. And she was mentioning prayer in there, and she's talking about 6 o'clock. That's when we do it, 6 o'clock. And we'll have it every Wednesday morning during Lent. We'll be on at 6 a.m. So we'll have that out there too. But I got to tell you, with this with this apostle that bought this wonderful message, I got to say a few words about it. So I hope people that are there can bear with me a minute. And I don't want to take nothing away. I don't want to add nothing, but I have to say these few words. Free, 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 free.
Free.
Hallelujah.
Free. You'd have got me started. Free.
Yes.
Somebody needs to be free. Get free.
Hallelujah.
Get free tonight. Somebody on this line needed to get free tonight and free. That's why I was waiting. I was waiting on that person to get on this line and talk about getting some new freedom. Somebody got free tonight. And boy, I tell you, she free. I got a little bit more free of myself. I'm a hush. I'm gonna get off your line.
Hey, you the last one. I'm doing closing prayer and closing remarks.
I'm gonna let you go on. But God bless you, and we'll have those posters up in the morning. You'll be able to post those, I know, but, you know, people will be able to get on next week, if not tomorrow. We will be on with you tomorrow. Pastor Paul will log on with Get 'Em Radio tomorrow, and it will be during Lent that we will begin to have that program aside. And hopefully people on Get 'Em will be able to get in. If we need to be able to have the Friday point of light for people on Get 'Em, we can log Get 'Em in and have Get 'Em there as a caller, and that whole line of people will be able to just call Get 'Em Radio as well rather than the other number. But we're going to have... not only a number, but also a video line where, you know, people can come on and you can see people get free, you know, and you can see people and we can talk face to face. So that's the number and the link. You'll see a link. It's not a link. It's really a URL. All you have to do is go to that URL, and you'll be online with us, you know. But we'll have that information, everything. We got it all done, and you'll have it and be able to send it out as well.
Okay. All right. So Point of Light is doing a new thing, and we're glad about it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
However the Lord wants to move and, you know, doing video, I just, you know, got to comb your hair on video, so I got
my
body on.
Some people might even want to put on a little bit of lipstick. Amen.
I don't know. But the
it's still be able to just call in, so. We have a call-in number and a PIN number as well, and it will go okay with people that are on that Metro PCS phone.
Okay. And I'll tell you what, you know, you guys come back next week on Get 'Em Radio and give us a nice full, you know, explanation of everything that's going on. So we're, you know, it'll be recorded on here. As well, okay?
Amen. We'll do that.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Amen. All right.
Really
love
appreciate
you, brother.
Your ministry.
Amen. Thank you. And I appreciate you taking us to places we've never been before. Hallelujah.
Free.
Free. All right. Good night. Amen. So we'll find out more as we go along about this, the Point of Light. But from what I understand, tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, if you call this line, still 619-639-4733, you should be able to hear the Point of Light ministry with my brother, who is Pastor Herbert McCoy, and my cousin. It's a family affair. My cousin, who is Paul McCoy, and so they have a ministry together, even though Pastor Herbert has a point of light in Texas, and Pastor Paul has a point of light in Illinois. Amen. Amen. But they'll be on Get 'Em Radio tomorrow night at 8 p.m., a little earlier than this broadcast, but at 8 p.m., and they have singing and, you know, worshiping the Lord. They also have a word. Someone's going to bring a word tomorrow, and then they have a praise report and prayer request on that broadcast. So if you have an opportunity, just dial in. Now, let me tell you about next week or next month. So what we usually do on these broadcasts is we have one person or organization per month. Sometimes we do specials, and we have several people during the month. But next month is going to be, once again, a family affair. We're just so excited about this. My niece, her name is Arthur Amber Price. And I believe she's like maybe in her early 20s, maybe 21. And she has written a book and had it published. And the book is, oh my gosh, I should know the name of that book. But it's the Price of Being Kept. Thank you, Lord. The Price of Being Kept. Hallelujah. And it's, I've read the book. It is just beautiful how the Lord just told her about being kept. Now, she's a millennial, you know, and so many things have been said about the millennials. You know, they're this, they're that, they don't do this, they don't do that. Well, here's a millennial that has been kept by God and walking in the things of God and following the Lord. Amen. And, you know, I've read the book myself. I've sent the book to people because, you know, it talks about being kept, and we usually think about being kept sexually, and, you know, but it's also being kept in the presence of the Lord and following the Lord. So I'm very excited about her coming on. She's going to be on the entire month. She is a woman of God, and what we do on Get 'Em Radio is the first week they do their testimony, and the second week, then we, you know, we talk about their ministry or what God is doing. So we'll be talking about the second week. We'll be talking about the mechanics of writing the book, what she went through at writing the book, actually writing it and being published, and marketing and so forth. And that third week, we're actually going to go into the book and read some excerpts from the book and talk about the background of what she was thinking, what the Lord had on her heart as she was writing the book. And then the fourth week, my girl going to preach. Hallelujah. So I'm looking forward to that. Hallelujah. To hear 21-year-old, and she's typically been shy, but, you know, when the Lord touches you, the shyness goes away. And believe it or not, if you were listening to the broadcast earlier in the month, Apostle Barbara Martin said that she was shy growing up. I don't think you could tell that by that sermon that she preached. Amen. So God will bring you out, and he brings out the best in us. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're looking forward to next month and just seeing all of the great things that God is going to do. So we want to thank you all for joining us tonight. This has been a wonderful, wonderful broadcast. I just want to praise God of how he did things in the background. He took care of things even in the background that we didn't see online or anything, but he took care of them. And I just want to publicly say thank you, Lord. I appreciate you. I love you. I adore you. You do all things well. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God bless to everyone. thank you again for coming. We want to praise God for Apostle. We even lift her up right now where she is, traveling right now. Lord God, we thank you for traveling grace, traveling mercy for her as she's traveling in ministry, Lord God. Open doors for her that no man can shut, shut doors that no man can open. And we just thank you, Lord God, that she is just even strengthened with might in the inner man by your Holy Spirit. And thank you, Lord God. We so appreciate you sending her to us for such a time as this. And we give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. So God bless you all. Have a blessed night.
Y'all tell the people that.